Leader Conference Call, hosted by Dave Johnson, along with top leaders, sharing the Nikken vision.
Good morning, everyone. I'm so excited to be able to be on this call with all of you winners and achievers, and very excited to have my friend Heather Lux on the phone. She's got an amazing story that we just want everyone to hear it. I hope it inspires you and just help us understand the possibilities of what we have to share with others and the difference we can make. But Heather, take it away.
Oh, thank you, Dave. I'm honored. I just love my my story because it's my story. And I think I thank God because it happened to me. I was paralyzed almost 6 years ago now. And I thank God for that because it brought me to you guys, to my really wonderful family that I couldn't be living without. I couldn't be having this wonderful life without. I wanted to tell you how I came to be with Nikken. I had a major health crisis where paralysis overtook my body within a 24-hour period. I was left with excruciating agony throughout my entire being, unable to move anything except my head and my neck. And I was in the hospital for over a week where they did unspeakable things to my body. You know, they caught me, poked me, pinned me, needled me, did all kinds of electrical impulses, tests. Well, the paralysis persisted for almost a year, and I was treated by about 27 doctors. They were alternative practitioners and other medical professionals that were specialists. I was prescribed narcotics, steroids, and other horrible medications, sleeping pills, antidepressants, painkillers, brain killers, prednisone, which broke my teeth, I feel. I was tested, poked. I was told I had cancer, MS, Parkinson's, fibromyalgia, rheumatoid arthritis. Some of them even said, who knows? We just can't help you, so go away. Go somewhere else, after they treated me for 6 months or so. Most days, dealing with the swelling and the accompanying pain that was my constant companion, I was unable to think, remember things that remember, like how to remember how to turn a handle or put a lock in a key or key in a lock to turn it. So I couldn't drive. I couldn't pick up a pencil some days because it was just too heavy, too painful. And the depression came back that I'd suffered throughout most of my life with. And that was a big one. That was very debilitating. I couldn't sleep at all. I was totally inflamed, and I would think about going up the stairs about 50 times before attempting it, because I would start and I would sit down on the second step with my butt on the step, and then I would, with all the strength of my muscles and my two arms and my two legs, which wasn't much at that time, I would lift myself up, and it would take me probably 5 to 10 minutes to get up the stairs, but I would do it, maybe once a week. What else? One day, about a year later, it was almost a year later, when I was in my herbal tea corner, when I was up for more than 5 minutes that I could tolerate, and I looked up in the cabinet. I woke up and I found like 17 pills in my hand, and I'm looking at the pills and I'm saying, all right, I take supplements, but what are these pills? And I looked up in the cabinet, and there was all these prescription medications up in the cabinet, and they had my name on them. I was in shock because I'm a doctor of nature. I'm a holistic naturopath. And I said, oh my gosh, how did I get here? How did I get here? But then I said, all right, never mind how I got here. What are you going to do about it now, Heather? So I thought about Dr. Emoto. I remember Dr. Emoto, thank you, God. And I remember that our bodies are about 70-75% water. I know our brains are more, and our blood is a lot more. Our brains are like 85% more. And I thought, all right, if I can find myself some good water that resonates with me, that's of my same vibration, same size and structure, that I would get 70 or 75% better. So I went, and I had already had a encounter with Niken with migraine headaches. I had had migraine headaches since when I was 14. And my massage therapist, Sally Mann, who is my sponsor, also suggested I put on a necklace. So I did, and I have had one migraine headache since then and never again. So I went to their site, and I found that they now had this beautiful Pi-Mag water. So I got myself a comforter, a comforter, and the Aquaphor at the time, you had the Aquaphor, and an air filter. Because I said, what do I need to live? I needed some air to breathe, of course, but I needed good water. I have Saratoga water close by, but if you can remember, I can't put the key in the lock of the car, so I couldn't drive there. So I wanted something that I could have right next to me, right next to my bed. And the air, of course. And the comforter just helped me to sleep. I would cocoon myself in that for days at a time. I would just lay there and wrap myself in it. So within a month, I did get 70, 75% better. I did. I was ecstatic. About a year later, I began taking Dr. Nutting Naidu's revolutionary all-natural bone replenishment system for my scoliosis, which is an abnormal curvature of the spine. I had it really badly. I had osteoporosis, too, and I had four broken legs. My right leg was broken four times, and it was surgically repaired four times, but it was still not really good. And I'd had various back issues where my discs would go out, that kind of thing. So I saw results with that within a week. That was just amazing to me. And the swelling went down, and my osteoporosis has gone away since then. I no longer have that. Not too many people can say that. What also happened, just recently, I was at the doctor's office after my year of being on the Vital Balance, and where I lost, this is the part I love the most, where I lost 81 pounds in 8 months on our beautiful Vital Balance eating plan, which was given to us by Linda Morris and Barbara Bertucci. I highly recommend that. That changed my life. I was always very heavy. Someone even said I was morbidly obese, and I've tried and failed at many, 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 many diets since I was a teenager. So, and I had lost hope, really, of ever becoming normal, not just thin, just normal. So that, to me, was a miracle. I went from a size 20 to a size 8, and a lot of people call me skinny. People don't even recognize me. My parents didn't recognize me one day when I walked in. They said, can I help you? It was me. Mom, Dad? And it was me. I don't know what else to say about all the beautiful things that we have. I know I thank God because I was stricken with that, and it made me come to the realization that we have to have... we have to put our bodies in a natural environment. We have to do what's good for it so that our bodies will do what it's supposed to do, is be healthy and whole and happy, too. I think that's a big part of it. I don't think I ever would have been as happy or as healthy without all of you guys and all of my new Nikan family.
My goodness, it's amazing what a body can do if you give it the stuff that a body needs.
Yeah.
That's a wonderful story.
Oh, I wanted to tell you about how I'd grown 2 inches. Most of my life I was 5'3" or 5'4". Then when I was paralyzed and I had all those back issues, I got to be 5'3". And just recently, when I was telling you about body, after being on the Vital Balance and the Bone Pack for, I think, 3 years now, I've grown an inch. I'm 5'5".
Wow.
And they, yeah, I'm just amazed. I think it's because the discs in my back have reached, you know, a good elasticity, and it's replenished
that space.
Yeah, that space, that sponginess of it. I think that's returned, and my scoliosis isn't as bad either. So I get to walk in my woods now for an hour a day. I get to do exercises. I get to do everything. I feel like I'm 30 years old, and I even look like it.
I just imagine you'll probably be even younger next year.
Yes, I will be. I love it.
That is exciting. What are you doing with Nikin today? I don't imagine you're being selfish with it. You're probably sharing this with some other people and seeing results too.
I fell in love with network marketing again. I fell in love with it last year when I realized it was a wonderful fit for me. And I was always a teacher, and I always loved inspiring people and helping them to become who they are. And when I see that light go off in their eyes, that just, like, turns me on. So now I turn other people on to these modalities. And right now I'm in the nursing home where I used to work. My parents had a nursing home. My daughter still is the administrator here, so that's where I am. I came here to do a notary. And I found my oil distributor that I'd never met, and I was doing a notary for her aunt. So I got to invite her to come to my home to witness a wellness home, to experience it. So I do share it. I share it with probably 10 people a day because I love it so much. I know it will help them. I know it. And I believe it with all of my being. So, and I see it. You know, I see it and I feel it, and I have some patience that people had with me. Patty Bach and Linda Morris had such patience with me. It's just so beautiful. So if you're new to Nikin, get into it. Let it get into you, because it's a beautiful life. It's just happy and healthy and holy.
Wow. I just kind of look back on my life. I've had a really good life, and I remember the 8 years that I gave to the commercial lighting profession. I sold a lot of light bulbs to a lot of businesses, and looking back, I don't think I made that kind of difference to anybody.
Yeah.
Oh man!
Well, I think we all make a difference with our own presence, with our own being. But when we bring technologies to their lives to make them feel better, because who doesn't want to feel better?
The solutions we offer just far surpass pretty much any business. When you really think about it, the purpose of a business is to offer solutions. You know, if you can find a problem that you can solve, there's an opportunity. And what are some of the biggest problems right now? Well, pain and suffering, both physically, mentally, socially, financially. You look at the Nikin five pillars. It strengthens and invigorates all of the things that we are all looking for. And I think one of the greatest needs that we have is just the feeling of significance, the desire to do something that's positive for other people. And that's the thing that I love as far as my pay with Nikin. The money's fine, really fine. But what I really enjoy is just that psychological income of just knowing that what you do matters. The greatest joy is offering another person joy and giving them hope and possibility, and just listening to your story, the blessed opportunity that you have of actually living every moment in a brand new body, a different body than you had a couple of years ago. That is something really, really wonderful.
Different mind too, Dave. It's changed my mind. I had a great mind before that. I was very smart, and then it all went away when I was paralyzed. So to get my mind back was just extraordinary.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things I would miss the most.
Yeah, I did miss it.
Well, thank you so much. Any final comment or call to action that you'd like to give all of us?
Oh, just be blessed. This is a blessing that we have, and use it for everyone. Be the change you wish to see in the world. Be that. And go forward with blessings of wellness. Healthy body, healthy mind, healthy finances, healthy family, and healthy society. And it all come around, and it all goes around in a circle, and it's a beautiful, beautiful way to change the world.
Heather, thank you so much. You're making a difference, and let's go find somebody to share this with.
Yeah.
Take care, everyone.
Thanks, Dave.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.